Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our forecast for today is calling for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy with a chance of light snow or flurries and a high of 12 with winds north at 5 to 10 and a wind chill as low as 5 degrees below zero. Currently, it's 7 here in Atlantic. Atlantic Police, Atlantic Rescue, and Cass EMS were called at around 3:55 a.m. Wednesday to the area of East 21st and Oak Streets to help look for an 83-year-old male with dementia who went missing about 15 minutes earlier. The temperature this morning when that happened was at 7 degrees above zero. Atlantic Police located the man at around 4:27 a.m. near the E-Free Church. He was cold and suffering from apparent frostbite to his hands. The subject was transported by Cass EMS to the Cass County Hospital for treatment and further evaluation. The Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest on Tuesday of 67-year-old Dortha Ann Morris of Red Oak on two warrants. The warrants charge Morris with interference with official acts, criminal mischief in the second degree, eluding, and assault on a peace officer. Morris was arrested at 2400 North 8th Street in Red Oak. The arrest stems from an incident that occurred in October of 2020. Morris was booked in the Montgomery County Jail on a $5,300 bond. Police in Red Oak say a woman wanted for violation of probation fled from officers late Tuesday morning but was located hiding under a car in the snow. Authorities say 30-year-old Kirsten Lynn Wolverding of Omaha was apprehended and transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where her bond was set at $2,000. A public hearing over the proposed Atlantic Community School District 2021-22 school calendar is set to take place this evening at 6 o'clock in the High School Media Center. The hearing will precede a regular meeting of the Atlantic School Board, which will be held electronically via YouTube, the link to which is in this same story on our news page. Superintendent Steve Barber notes the calendar committee met and discussed different aspects of the school calendar. Each representative from the buildings shared different options, and the team landed on the calendar that's shown on that same news page, which indicates school begins August 23rd of 2021 and ends May 25th, 2022. The calendar includes 7 days for Christmas break and 1 week for spring break. Barber notes one interesting feedback was the number of people who preferred not to have a full week for spring break. 2 years ago, after having a schedule that did not contain a spring break, he says, we heard overwhelming support for a week-long break. During the regular board meeting to follow, members will act on the resignation of Janet Haskell, fourth grade teacher, and the contract recommendations for Steve Anderson as route bus driver, Mark Favrichek, special ed car driver, Shannon Hayden, middle school, high school, Schuler Food Service, and Cassidy Edwards, middle school, special education, paraeducator. The board will also act on the approving the band and choir music trip to Florida planned for March of this year during spring break. The trip had been canceled in 2020 due to, of course, the pandemic. The Atlantic School Board this evening will also act on a resolution authorizing bids and setting the public date for the high school parking lot project and entry sidewalk improvements. The estimated cost for which is $840,000 and will be budgeted from the SAVE account. They'll then act on approving a bid of about $122,530 from McDermott Roofing for the middle school roof project. The bid was about 10% below the engineer's cost estimates. The board's final order of business tonight is approving a change order for the athletic facilities improvement project in the amount of $67,964. Officials with Cass County Public Health on Tuesday said, according to the latest data available at coronavirusiowa.iowa.gov, at least 1,504 residents of Cass County have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine thus far. Of those, at least 519 have received both doses. Cass County Public Health Director Beth Olson says, as a county, we're making progress with more than 1,500 residents having at least one dose so far. That's great news, she said, but it's still disappointing that everyone who is eligible to receive a vaccine can't readily get it. Olson says, we have almost 3,000 eligible people in Phase 1B that are waiting and not nearly enough vaccine yet for everyone. She acknowledged that this is frustrating for the public. It's frustrating for those at CCHS, too. She said, if I had 3,000 vaccines today, I'm sure that I could have used them up within a week. Unfortunately, we're only getting a small amount at a time, and the good news is that we found out last Friday that we should expect to receive up to 300 doses each week for the duration of this month. Many residents have signed up online or called in to be added to the 1B list, and many may be wondering why they have yet to receive a call for an appointment. Olson says, we're doing our best to vaccinate all of the eligible populations, and we're relying on guidance from the state about how to allocate the doses we have. We ask for everyone to be patient as we move through this process together. She says, please know that if you have signed up already, there is nothing more you need to do. And we will call and set up an appointment for you when we have sufficient vaccine available. Now, if you're eligible for either Phase 1 or Tier 1 of Phase 1B, and you have not yet signed up, take the survey at casshealth.org. /COVID-vaccine or call 712-243-3250 and press 7. Due to the staffing demands of the vaccination effort, Olson says Cass County Public Health has turned over contact tracing to the Iowa Department of Public Health, and that was as of February 3rd. Olson says this was not a decision we took lightly. There are four of us who have been conducting contact tracing 7 days a week for nearly 10 months now. She says, with our vaccine effort just starting to really ramp up, we have to prioritize our local staff resources to administer the vaccines. IDPH conducts contact tracing more than two-thirds of Iowa counties. The state's contact tracing efforts operate differently than when it was under local control. Notably, the state will not contact schools or employers about positive cases. Until a vaccine is widely available to all, Olson said it is critical that Iowans continue to practice the mitigation measures that can slow the spread of the COVID-19 virus. That's a check of the news. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.